Hi, everyone, and welcome to Inside the Secrets of the Caribbean, right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and today I am really thrilled to welcome Sydney Paul. She is the manager of business intelligence and marketing at the RT Park in St. Croix. How are you?
Hi, Rhea. I'm great. Glad to be with you here today.
Yeah, well, tell me, RT Park. Now, what is that, and what's that all about?
So the RT Park is a lot of different things and a lot of exciting things. The full name of the organization is the University of the Virgin Islands Research and Technology Park. And essentially what we do is we're an economic development organization, but we focus specifically on business attraction, retention, and expansion of technology or knowledge-based businesses to the Virgin Islands or within the Virgin Islands. You know, historically, a lot of people have known the RT Park to focus a lot on bringing tech companies from abroad to the Virgin Islands to help create the tech hub that that we want to see be created here. But however, last 2 years, we've gotten a brand new team. I'm a part of that new team. We basically started from scratch along with our executive director, Peter H. Chapman, who brought most of us on board. And really what the goal was is to make the RT Park a lot more than what it was historically known as, to make it more dynamic, to make more programming, which we didn't have before. And a lot of those things have really come to fruition in a very exciting way. And I'm glad to be a part of it over the past 2 years. So what that means when I talk about the programming is we've created an accelerator program, which there aren't many in the Caribbean region for you to look towards. When you think about accelerators, you think about Silicon Valley, you think about Austin, Texas, Boston, Massachusetts, where there's these tech hubs that are helping tech startups, entrepreneurs, early stage founders sort of scale and support their businesses, help them find fundraising, mentorship, things like that. We've brought all of those elements of what an accelerator is to the Virgin Islands to help Virgin Islanders who, you know, in the Caribbean, this is a really new space for us, kind of getting into that innovation and technology space, finding out how we can use technology to address a lot of the challenges that we have in the region. Many of them are around, you know, climate change and sustainability and making sure that we're leaving a beautiful Caribbean, the one that we see today for our, you know, for generations to come. A lot of that can be, a lot of the solutions can be found through technology. So we're trying, through the RT Park, we're trying to empower a lot of local Virgin Islanders, especially younger Virgin Islanders who may have gone away. We want them to come back home, use that, that talent that they have. You know, most young people speak technology. That's their main language right now. So we want to be able to bring young Virgin Islanders like myself back home and give them the guidance to really be the innovative leaders that we want to see, not just in the territory, but in the Caribbean. So there's the accelerator program. We have workforce development programming. We're doing larger real estate development projects around sustainability and agriculture research. There's a lot going on, Rhea. So I could talk about it a little bit more, but that's just to give you an example. How dynamic we've made the program just in the past 2 years. We've created about three or four, maybe five different programs just in the past 2 years to sort of support the tech hub that we want to see in the Caribbean, in the Virgin Islands, and more so in the Caribbean.
Well, and that is something that's interesting because you did go away to the University of Chicago to get your degree, and yes, then you came home. Now, part of your mission when you came home was you wanted to preserve and creatively tell the story of the Virgin Islands history through art and culture. And I got that off the website. But,
yes,
you know, there is a passion there with you that, you know, you wanted to come home. You want to spend your future there. And in the past, we have seen, especially many small communities throughout the world, that kids have had to go away to get their education and stay away in order to find sustainable yep. work. So is that what you're yep. trying to create here, is to be able to have this place? It's not just tourism that you're reliant upon, that you're actually creating an economy that is reliant upon something that is sustainable longer term.
Absolutely. You know, we have a lot of community stakeholder conversations because we're doing a lot of re-education and reintroduction on what the RT park is and what it should be doing. And part of those conversations, I talk about diversifying our economy. And when we think about diversifying our economy, what the two of the things that come up that we hold in high priority are resiliency and sustainability. So anything that we introduce into our economies need to be able to provide those things. Because like I mentioned, a really big thing in the Caribbean right now is thinking about climate change. We are not, even though we're as beautiful as we are, even though we don't necessarily have the air pollution that you see, that when people talk about climate change, they talk a lot about air pollution, they talk a lot about you know, things like that. We don't necessarily have those things, but they also affect us. We have rising sea levels. We have stronger hurricanes. We have, you know, droughts that last a lot longer than they used to. So in terms of our diversifying into the economy, we want to make sure that the businesses that are coming are, one, creating a sustainable future for the region and for the territory in our case, but also are also keeping our Virgin Islanders ahead of the curve, or at least in par with what the rest of the world is doing when we think about innovation. Right now, like you mentioned, Rhea, you know, what I mentioned is that we only have a few industries in the Virgin Islands right now. Of course, the biggest one is going to be tourism. It's one of our largest economic drivers. A lot of the population works in the tourism and hospitality industry, and rightfully so. We have a beautiful location that we want to be able to offer and share our culture and things like that with visitors. But at the same time, you know, when a hurricane comes through, like it did in 2017, the Virgin Islands was hit by 2 Category 5 hurricanes. Totally debilitated our economy because no tourists could come in. Residents were still trying to recover personally, their personal lives from the storm, whether it be housing damage, business damages. And then on top of that, we now have the pandemic that we're experiencing right now, which is, again, you know, just putting a halt to the recovery that we were still in from the hurricanes, especially in our tourism industry. Another big industry that we have, particularly on St. Croix, is refining, oil refining. So St. Croix at one time had, I believe, the second largest oil refinery in the Western Hemisphere. And more recently, a new company came in and bought ownership of the refinery, and they're starting to not only do oil storage, but the actual refining now. So that's another big industry that drove the economy, drove jobs. And then I think the other ones maybe are probably the government sector. We have a really large government sector. So that being said, you know, Virgin Islanders have only looked to those industries for opportunities. And there are a lot of Virgin Islanders my age, millennials and Generation Z, who, you know, being exposed to a lot of things on the internet and being able to see all of these different opportunities of things that they can do, unfortunately had a realization that, or not realization, but a perspective that they couldn't do the things that they wanted to do here outside of tourism, outside of the government, outside of refining, outside of the really, really small private sector that we have. So taking all of that into consideration, when I moved back home, I also had a lot of those hesitations because my background isn't in tourism. It's not in refining. It's not in public service. It's not in what our private sector is mostly consisted of. It's a little bit of retail. We have a lot of attorneys. We have a lot of banking that happens here. That's not my anywhere of my expertise. So coming home, I knew that I would have to help create new spaces for creative people, for artists, for, you know, an entertainment industry, for example. And working at the RT Park has allowed me to help tell that story in a really interesting way, because technology can be applied to any industry. You can have You can apply technology to agriculture, to art, to fashion, to food, to the legal profession, to healthcare. You know what I mean? So through technology and understanding that most Virgin Islanders or younger Virgin Islanders already apply technology to a lot of the things that they do, we're just helping them connect the dots on how they can take that talent that they have and create opportunities, entrepreneurship opportunities, business opportunities, success that's flexible, success that's resilient and sustainable, where you don't necessarily feel that you're literally on an island. With technology, Virgin Islanders and the Caribbean can now interact with the global economy in a way that we weren't able to before. And that's what sustainability and resiliency is all about for me. Regardless of a hurricane passing through, regardless of a pandemic occurring, you can still operate your business. You can still connect with people. You can still share your culture, share your perspectives on things like we're doing right now. That's what I like about working at the RT Park, because it's allowing Virgin Islanders to see a lot more potential and a lot more diversity in what they're capable of and what they can do and be proud of as Virgin Islanders to share with the rest of the world.
What do you think the impact is going to be with the ability of the Virgin Islanders to stay home or to come back home in the culture in the years going forward? Because I know that, you know, like I said, it's across the world in many, many countries. The culture has started to disappear. The food, the everything that makes every area extremely precious and special tends to disappear because the youngsters seem to have to go away in order to find viable work. How do you think that's going to affect the Virgin Islands going forward?
It's absolutely crucial, especially from a cultural standpoint. And what I've noticed in the past several years, a lot of my peers, millennials, Generation Z, even though they've, and especially with how advanced we're becoming with connecting over the internet, with them moving away, there's a void that has to be filled, right? So we do have a lot of transplants, what we call transplants. So people from the States or other countries who move here because they want to be able to have the quality of life and the lifestyle that we enjoy as Virgin Islanders. So with a lot of Virgin Islanders leaving for opportunities, there are a lot of people from elsewhere coming to fill the spaces that were occupied by Virgin Islanders. And with that said, I've noticed that a lot of people, especially in my generation, feeling a little threatened by that in a way where they want to be able to hold on to the culture and make sure that the culture, the history, the traditions are still here, that they're not diluted or changed in any way. And I don't necessarily mean that in a negative way, but it is a reality that when you have others coming and sharing their cultures as well, it creates a different dynamic of what the culture and the definition of that is. So I've noticed that a lot of people in my generation, through technology, really reconnecting with our culture. We have a lot of local fashion designers using Madras, which is the national print fabric for the Virgin Islands. We see people, you know, connecting back with our traditional music, with calypso and soca and kwelbe. You see a lot of people using the internet to create blogs or YouTube channels or TikToks now, you know what I mean? That where they're instead of creating branding their identities very closely to their Virgin Islands culture because they want to remain connected to that even though they're away. Another thing that I talk about a lot with our programming, we have a program called the Virgin Islands STEM Talent Archive. And basically what it is, it's a platform to be able to connect our Virgin Islands diaspora around the world who are working in science, technology, engineering, or math with opportunities in the territory, because we wanna be able to tell them that the opportunities are here for them to come home, for them to be the leaders, for them to be the innovators, for them to have control of what the narrative of the territory is moving forward using their talents here. And one of the benefits that me and my colleagues talk about with Vista Plus is bringing people back home not just preserves our culture, but it also creates intergenerational networks of support. So what that means is that right now in the territory, with a lot of young people leaving, the majority of the population is an older population. So we're talking about, you know, my grandparents, my parents, my great aunts and uncles are here. And that's true for a lot of people my age. One of our chief of staff, Amina Saleem, when we talk about Vista Plus, and she's older, she's around, she would, you know, would be in my in between my parents and my grandparents' age. She talks about how she always has to go to the States, to the mainland United States, for weddings and baby showers and family reunions. And she's tired of having to fly on a plane to go there. She would love for her children to come back home so that when she's in her elder years, she has someone to take care of her. Right now, that's not happening in the Virgin Islands. A lot of people also have to go away for healthcare and things like that. But if there were more family members here to take care of the elders, that wouldn't be an issue, right? On top of the fact that, you know, we need more people here for those storytelling, handing down of traditions, whether it be in cooking, in music, in the history that's happened here. And with more Virgin Islanders staying away or being, not staying away, but being away because they're looking for better opportunities, you know, there's a fear that that culture and that history will be lost over time because many Virgin Islanders are not coming back home. So, you know, intergenerational networks of support preserve our culture, preserve our traditions. But then from an economic, you know, that's a cultural standpoint, but from an economic standpoint, bringing more Virgin Islanders here, working in tech, which is a really lucrative industry to be in. It pays really well. It allows you the flexibility to do a lot of different things. That builds up our economy, which we absolutely need right now, especially because a lot of our recovery requires a lot of investment. And if we were able to bring more Virgin Islanders back home, that increases the tax base and a lot of, you know, very technical things when you think about economics. But we see technology at the RT Park as being a really well-rounded, comprehensive solution, very flexible solution to a lot of the challenges that we have. And we're hoping to get that message across so that people don't find the technology industry as right now as intimidating, a little bit confusing. You know, it feels very exclusive, and it shouldn't. You know, technology is one of the greatest equalizers that that was invented for the entire world, whether across race, gender, sexual orientation. It really levels the playing field because you don't necessarily have to go to college to enter the field. You can be a tinkerer. You can learn about coding on YouTube and build your own app. So there are a lot of different ways that we're trying to express that the future of how the RT Park and me personally would like to see the Virgin Islands is being innovative, being leaders in a space where the region right now needs leaders, the Caribbean region, and, you know, being welcoming, being thought-provoking, being aggressive when it comes to providing solutions. I think that we have all of those components in us as Virgin Islanders. We're very resilient people, and I would love to see us apply that resiliency, that toughness, that strong perspectives that we have, apply that to our economy, apply that to our small business community, our private sector, to push us forward in a way where we're not relying on those industries that I talked about that are not as resilient as we would like to see moving forward.
Well, you know what? I mean, this is definitely one of those secrets of the Caribbean, because at the end of the day, like yeah. I said, people tend to think it's all, you know, sun, sand and beaches, but you know, what you've got going there and what you're creating there is absolutely phenomenal. And it does have an impact throughout the Virgin Islands, as you said, right to culturally, right to, you know, your parents and your grandparents, et cetera. It's bringing community back together. It's bringing families back together. It's enabling Islanders to create a living going forward that is sustainable, that is actually environmentally fairly clean as well. So it is good for the areas, as opposed, I mean, tourism, it's great, but let's be honest, it's not always as clean as it could be in regards to the environment either.
Absolutely. And, you know, just for example, even though we're doing a lot of education and really exposing Virgin Islanders to the opportunities that they can have through STEM and technology, there are a lot of people doing great work right now. So, for instance, our accelerator program is called Accelerate VI. We've had two cohorts of founders go through the program already, 14 startups in total. And the majority of those startups are Virgin Island startups, local Virgin Islanders. And, you know, they've created things like a financial budgeting app that's culturally sensitive to the to people from the Caribbean, because we have a really different way of thinking about money and how we save money as opposed to other parts of the world. We have somebody that's created, and he's not from the Caribbean, but he has connections to the Caribbean, to the Virgin Islands, and understands the value of the program that we have. He created a portable rebounding machine for those who are in professional basketball or playing college basketball, where you can pull it around in a duffel bag and, you know, practice your shots from anywhere. We have some other local Virgin Islanders who created a what's called a farm pod. It's basically using a storage container, you know, the 20 and 40 foot storage containers, and creating vertical farming, hydroponic farming inside the containers, so that, for instance, a farmer who is, if they're anticipating a hurricane coming, they can close down the entire pod, protect their produce, and then open it right back up at, you know, a day after the storm, and use solar to continue their farming business. Things like that are existing here. And these are Virgin Islanders who are creating these really interesting products. So the talent is here. And we're already creating that tech hub with the 14 startups. We have about 60 tech companies that are already here doing really good work, being good stewards of the community, supporting our work to help build a tech hub with Virgin Islanders. So this is not in theory things that we're talking about, even though we're implementing a lot of it right now. The people have existed here, and, you know, the ones who understand are coming and are being active and are participating, and they understand that they're being pioneers in a really new space. And that's another, that's another aspect that I try and get across to Virgin Islanders, is that we have an opportunity to create the narrative, to be the pioneer, to give direction to what trajectory we want to see. This is the time right now. A lot of people are coming to the territory. A lot of people are coming to the Caribbean to be a part of kind of being at the front, or attacking the frontier, if you will. You know what I mean? Like, they understand the opportunity, and we want to make sure that Virgin Islanders and West Indians in general are also participating in this wave that's coming of innovation to the Caribbean region.
Well, Sydney, you know what? You are definitely on the right track with doing what you're doing, and I'm really excited to see that this is happening. I'm going to make sure to include all of the links below this interview when it airs. I encourage people to check it out and see what you guys have to offer there, because you're heading in the right direction, and I think it's absolutely phenomenal.
Thank you. We're working really hard, in terms of our programming. We have so much happening this year, and would love for people to check us out on our social media and our website. And at the RT Park, we're really transparent and honest and open and accessible. So people can reach out to me as well to have conversations around what we do. It's a really exciting time in the territory, especially because of what we've been through in the past several years, considering the hurricanes. You know, out of tragedy, we see a lot of opportunity, and we're trying to be really aggressive about grabbing those opportunities and being leaders in the space. So thank you. Thank you again for having me on.
Wonderful. Well, once again, this has been Sydney Paul from the RT Park in St. Croix, Virgin Islands. We thank you ever so much for your time. You have been watching another edition of Inside the Secrets of the Caribbean. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. Please tune in again for another episode.